This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In the music business, calling a performer a journeyman is similar to calling a sports person a role player. It's mildly pejorative, usually means a hard worker who will never quite get a chance to grab the brass ring. Occasionally, though, a journeyman will sense a big break and shine, just as a role player can break loose and win a championship game. Commentator Milo Miles believes that soul blues band leader Little Buster has scored on his first full-length release after 30 years of playing out of the spotlight.
Turn her back on me when I want to be loved at night. I'm always wrong, and she is always right. But what can I do? Somebody tell me. Woo! What can I do?
Anybody who likes to visit blues bars has a story about finding a surprise knockout band on stage one night. Nobody had heard of them before, though they are obvious veterans. It might be somebody like Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows. It might be the Nighthawks. It might be Junior Kimbrough. But I can guarantee that if you walked in on Little Buster and the Soul Brothers, they would be one of those unheralded groups you cannot forget.
It don't come cheap. Ah, when it looks like that. So hard to keep. And it moves so fast. Soon you find it's all for the best. Put the past behind and I hurt to rest. First you cry, then you sigh. Somebody lied. Can't run and hide. Don't be so sad. It ain't that bad. You'll get by. But first you cry.
Edward Forehand, known as Little Buster, dropped out of the North Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind and moved to Long Island, New York with his sister in 1959 when he was 16. Before too long, Little Buster was a staple on the Long Island R&B scene with his band, the Soul Brothers. He cut a few singles, notably Young Boys Blues in 1967, but his debut CD, Right on Time, is his best shot to set up a comfortable retirement, and he knows it. Little Buster is not a stylistic innovator, but he's lots more than a rehash. His singing has some of the punch of an older Don Covey, and while a couple of the ballads are just a bit beyond his vocal grasp now, he makes up in tremolo what he can't swing up to in falsetto. He stays in the BB and Albert King bag for the guitar showcase I've Been Watching You, but his phrases are fleet and brainy, and the song itself is a dandy voyeur paranoid blues.
I've been watching you, and I see everything you do. I've been watching you, baby. I watched you last night from behind a big oak tree. Or what you did for him, I sure wish it was me. All I need for the night, just a little loving, everything will be alright. Pretty baby, you're so fine. I've been watching you.
What puts Right on Time over, though, is its go-for-broke atmosphere. This is plain and emoting from an old hand with a career on the line who's determined to win you over by showing you everything he knows. He tells terse, pointed stories in his original tunes, gets a good new one from former Stax writers Dan Penn and Gary Nicholson, and uses a horn section that stings and sweetens and never gets in the way. And you know, Little Buster and the Soul Brothers Right on Time really is long overdue.
Milo Miles is a writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He reviewed Right on Time by Little Buster and the Soul Brothers on the label Bullseye Blues. This is Fresh Air.